So this is Mary Gabrielle, and I'm just casually talking with my son, John Lund, who we work on the Modern Masters project together. And I had an experience a couple nights ago, and in talking about it a little, I discovered that John had his own experience, which occurred at the same time, so we thought we would share it with you. For me, I was sound asleep. I was around midnight. And I have three small dogs and then a large dog out in the main part of the house. And the little dog started barking, which roused me. And then my large dog started barking. And they don't usually bark at the same thing. So I thought, I better pay attention to this. And I woke up fully. And I looked out my windows where I thought their attention was and noticed that nobody was looking that direction. They were all looking towards my dining room, living area. So I shifted where I was looking and saw they were kind of looking up, and my large dog was afraid. She was sitting as close to the gate to my room as possible. And across my ceiling was moving a very clear shadow, just as clear as anything. It looked like a flying sort of being, a large bird or a, you know, dragon, some kind of flying situation, and had all the dogs upset. And I then proceeded to get up to investigate this, since it was so clear I thought someone had gotten in the house. And I looked all over. There was no one here. And then I tried to recreate the shadow from their tiny little light sources that were in the room and couldn't do anything, couldn't get anything recreated that was anything close to this. So I mentioned that I had an experience the next day to John, and by the time we were able to get some time to, he lives on the same property, but he's an acre or two away. By the time we had time to talk, this is what he told me happened to him. Go ahead, John.
I had been watching Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan, second Star Trek movie. And we paused it to go to the bathroom, and I looked out my window and saw a bright orange orb that was larger than a star over the trees outside. And I went outside and looked, and it disappeared. And we stayed outside for a few minutes, but then eventually went back inside and finished the movie. And decided to go outside again after the movie and watch stars. And then about midnight, I heard my mom's dogs barking. but they bark pretty often, so I didn't think too much of it. And then up high in the sky, a small white light was going across the sky. And it could have been a satellite. Didn't seem too unusual, and so I watched it for a while, but then it passed to the right side out of my view, and I continued watching the other parts of the sky. And then a second or two later, it flashed in a very bright light on the very edge of the sky, and drew my attention back to it and made me think that this was something more than just a satellite, so maybe an orb of some kind. And then we spoke the next day, and it ended up being the same time, right when her dog started barking, I had seen that orb. So it was pretty unusual.
Yeah, and so we're kind of playing with this idea of lots of things here. Like, if there was intervention, even accidental intervention, by interdimensional or extraterrestrial beings, that maybe their passing could cause a thinning of the veil or something, so that even if the shadow form I saw isn't directly related to the beings or ship John might have seen, they may correlate in another way, in a dimensional type of way. So interesting food for thought, and we'd love to hear what you guys think and also your experiences. So we wanted to just start sharing some of the things that happened to us in this casual way with just short recordings, and get your feedback and find out more about things that are happening to you too. Thanks for listening.